In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We heard Pilate ask a question on Good Friday: what is truth? We've heard Jesus say, the truth will set you free. The difficulty is that, especially in these dark and evil times, people no longer believe in the truth. They no longer subscribe to the truth. This is precisely what the enemy wants, what he's been doing from the very beginning, out of his envy for man being God's pinnacle creation, for whom, despite your modern atheistic scientist would say, or would believe, the earth was created, the universe was created for man. And it was a gift God had given to man to share in the reality of the Imago Dei, to appreciate the beauty, to appreciate the physics, to appreciate how it all works. But too many have followed Satan's lead when he said to Eve, lying to her, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will not die. In fact, if you eat the fruit, you will be like God. The consequence, of course, is that Adam and Eve lost their immortality. They lost the state of original holiness. They fell into darkness, despair, and ultimately their lives were dominated by death, which would ultimately occur. Adam and Eve did indeed die. They would never have died had they stayed with the truth. And so the enemy has always been about getting us to not believe in the truth. What is the truth you should understand? As I've told you before, God is more real than the pew you're sitting on. God is being itself. He is the source of all being. Everything has its being, whether it be animated or inanimate, from God. He is indeed the source of everything, the Father and Creator of us all. When you come to that awareness, then you begin to understand why the devil did what he did. Because out of envy, he wanted man to suffer the same thing he suffers: darkness, despair, coming from the whole dynamic of living a lie. Now more than ever, perhaps more so than even the time of the apostles. For those of you who go to scripture study on Wednesdays, you know that Peter, James, John, St. Jude, St. Paul, and all of their letters warned against the false teachers, the false shepherds that were in the church in the apostolic age. We have numbers like that today in the church. There are many in the church who promulgate lies. There are many in the church, both clergy and laity alike, who do not follow the truth. What makes it worse is that it is worse outside of the church. Think of how many people are living a lie. You may not think of it as a lie, but it is. Think of how many people have surrendered reality to a virtual life, a life online, a life of computer games, a life where you're glued to your magic double phone, a life where everything is unreal, where lies are promoted as truths, and artifices are placed in front of us as though they are reality. More people live for fear of their reputation being discolored or discounted on social media rather than living for reality itself. Public opinion is based on it. News is made from just what people are thinking and putting forth in this virtual world. Lots of lies. Gets worse. You're told now today that if you believe you are biologically what you are not, it is true. If you're a man and you decide you're a woman, the world tells you in a bald-faced lie that is true. It is horrendous. The advancements the enemy has made, he has done only because God has permitted it. God has permitted it because we surrender to the devil in modern times more so than in apostolic times, when the devil was desperate to move people away from Christ. He doesn't have to be desperate today because too many people have bought into the lies and they're accustomed to doubt and to fear and to darkness, which comes from being a slave to sin, which comes from being a slave to your passions. And as a result, they become comfortable in a godless life. As St. Paul spells out in the first chapter of his epistle to the Romans, as I've told you many times before, which is becoming more and more obvious than when I started telling you this almost 11 years ago, that the wrath of God is upon us. And the wrath of God is not lightning and earthquakes that can come, but is when God withdraws his grace. God withdraws the capacity for people to convert. In other words, God allows the lies of the devil to spread. Not because he is so mean and nasty, and not because he wants evil to triumph, because it never will, but because we are so mean and nasty, and because we often want evil to triumph over God, because it is often more convenient, easier, more fun for our own selfish interests. Herein lies the truth. Jesus is the Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And see how the truth works. It cannot be stopped. Consider the lie, the great lie that the devil started after he knew our Lord was victorious, when our Lord's soul went down into the place of the dead and began, as St. Peter tells us, preaching to the righteous who were in that top part of hell, that they were about to be freed. And then when he rose again and would ascend to his Father, he opened the gates of heaven, and all the righteous, starting with Adam and Eve, were taken into heaven because they were repentant. And so the devil starts the lie that even though he sees the place where he had the righteous souls under his authority robbed and emptied, because hell is different. The place of the dead, Hades in English, is called hell. But not the inferno, not the shale, not the place of punishment. That's why the devil is fiercely robbed when our Lord opens up the place of the dead and takes the righteous souls to heaven. But still, in his anger and his pride, he begins the lie with the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees, telling the guards who came to the chief priests after they witnessed it. They witnessed the rock, the stone being rolled away. They witnessed the angel who had moved the stone. And then the angel, in great triumph and perhaps even a little cockiness, sits on that stone. And they fall to the ground, terrified, the guards. And then they recompose themselves and they run to the chief priests. Make note, despite what you see often in Catholic art, our Lord never showed himself to those guards. Our Lord never shows himself to liars or to people who live lies. He won't. You didn't see our resurrected Lord go to Pontius Pilate and say, "I am risen, you were wrong, I am the Son of God." Because Pilate lacked courage, Pilate lacked love. Pilate embraced the lie that human respect was more important than the reality of signing an innocent man to death or pardoning an innocent man. You don't see the Christ appearing to the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin. The chief priests and scribes are liars because, as our Lord told them in the Gospel of John, "You are sons of your father." And he meant Satan. And what did he call Satan in the Gospel of John? The father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. Every time you tell a lie, even a so-called white lie, you make Satan your father. Do remember that. He's the father of all lies, and he wants you to lie. And he wants you to get comfortable with lying. And to tell little white lies, to spare people's feelings, because their feelings are oh so important. That's how you get people to become self-centered, arrogant, and prideful, by managing their emotions all the time. A subtle trap set by the devil. And so they are sons of their father, the chief priests, and they concoct the story, realize that it was the death penalty for Roman soldiers if they fell asleep when they were on guard duty. That's why they never did. And that's why Pontius Pilate is a threat to the soldiers, because these chief priests start the lie that they were asleep, even though they weren't, that they were asleep and the disciples came and stole Christ's body. Somehow the apostles came in and moved the stone without the guards being awakened, that heavy stone, and then moved our Lord's body out of the tomb while the guards were sleeping in front of the tomb. And then the chief priest told the guards that if Pilate finds out, they'll cover for them, because they knew. And that's why the chief priest gave the guards a huge sum of money, because they knew they'd be killed if Pilate ever found out they went to sleep, and they never did. But notice the lie. And the sad thing is, the reason there is Judaism today is because everyone believed the lie, even though it was entirely impossible. The guards slept in front of the sealed tomb. There's no way the stone could have been moved. They'd be leaning up against it in their sleep. If they were asleep, but they were standing guard. But the lie is often more entertaining, especially when people are unreflective. The Jews believed the lie, and they would end up persecuting the faithful because of the lie. Perhaps despite it, because they knew that Peter and the apostles were working miracles in the name of the risen Christ. The devil loves when you're unreflective. The devil loves when you don't think about anything, because then he can let the lie spread. Because if you live an unreflective life, you buy the lies. You buy the lie that your score on the computer game is far more important than anything else. You buy the lie that public opinion is more important than the truth. You buy the lie that this artificial construct that is our country today is reality. You buy the lie that gender can be changed with just a thought. You buy the lie that even if you don't believe it, as long as people feel good, then your cooperation with it is not sinful. When you're unreflective, you buy the lie. And the only reason you'd be unreflective is because you're in the devil's talons and you're being entertained to death. You only live for the sake of entertainment, which is why you would never reflect on anything, especially the truth, which would set you free. Free from slavery to sin, from slavery to your passions, from slavery to public opinion, from slavery to lies. Because ultimately what the devil wants, as I constantly remind you, is do you live a very inauthentic, dishonest life? That is to say, life without God, where God is not your creator, God is not your father, God is not the one you worship, God is not the one who saved you by sending the second person, his son, into the world. And the most perfect form of prayer and worship is the Mass, because that's the second person offering himself to the first person, God the Father, and the power of the third person, God the Holy Spirit. That this is the most important thing you do in your life, that nothing else outside of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass really matters, because were you to be hit by a TARC bus after leaving this place and your soul is where it should be, you would go to the judgment seat fearlessly. And nothing would be left behind, because God is being itself. God is reality. God makes everything that you see and experience in this world pale by comparison. But the devil wants you to believe the lie, to live inauthentically, to live not as God intended, but as he intends. And then you embrace dishonesty, and then you embrace darkness, and that is immediately followed by death. No one tells you, for example, in the media that is a servant of lies, how much regret there is by those who go through some gender dysphoria and do radical things to their bodies and end up committing suicide because they know how wrong it was. They don't tell you the truth. They don't tell you the truth. COVID, 99.7 recovery rate. Why would you take a vaccine that has not truly been approved by the FDA, that aside from the fact that it's a product of abortion, that the reality that it is so untested that they really don't know, and there are tremendous gaps in the data that they gave to the FDA because that's what was permitted. And now they're saying you have to receive it every single year for it to be effective, even though it's messenger RNA, which means it's going to change your DNA. They're not telling you the truth. Why would you take a vaccine for a flu that has a 99.7 recovery rate? 99.7%. You see the lies? If you live an unreflective life, you never think about these things. And remember, if you live an unreflective life, you're a materialist. All you care about is the things of the world, not about the soul, the spirit, God. So therefore, you're more concerned about your health. You're more concerned about not catching a flu than you are about saving your soul. If you live an unreflective life, the lies sink in quickly, and they saturate the soil that makes your soul resistant to the seed, the preaching, the graces that God sends to you to save you, to turn you away from sin and death and to newness of life in him. The Jews believed the lie of the chief priests and scribes about our Lord's body being stolen. That's precisely why our Lord left his body in the care of the Jews, so that his resurrection would be proven by the fact that they had his body, they had the temple, or rather the sepulcher guarded, and he freed himself. The stone was rolled away, not so our Lord could get out, but so the disciples could get in. He passed through. He is truth. He passed through the locked doors of the upper room. He passed through the walls, in this case, of the upper room. That is how truth is. Truth penetrates everything and makes everything real. The devil makes everything artificial, everything vacuous, everything doubtful. Consider the reality of the life that you're called to, a life of truth. Consider that truth is a person, Jesus Christ. And consider that, yes, in the church there are those who embrace the lies of Satan. An anti-church has risen. It has overshadowed the true church. We cannot embrace the darkness. We cannot embrace the lies. We simply stay true to Christ in the midst of all the chaos, both within and outside the church. And we allow ourselves to be tested, to prove ourselves worthy of Christ, and rely simply upon his strength and, yes, his truth, which will set us free. The truth always prevails in the end. Even though we may not see it, it always prevails. Because Christ has risen from the grave. He destroyed the power of sin and death, making them only temporary. Sin can be forgiven now. Death is a temporary reality, except for those who end up in hell forever, which is called the second death now, because it is a dark place and a frightful place to be for eternity. Consider our Lord is affording you. Consider the dynamics of grace and consider the truth. Do you really know it? Are you really familiar with it? Because that's what this gospel teaches us, and the whole lesson of the resurrection teaches us. Our Lord only appears to those who are interested in the truth. He never appears to those who live lies or live inauthentic, artificial lives. Make sure you are disposed to Christ. Live for the truth, who is Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.